When we think of someone being called into ministry, we almost always think of our pastor, or we think of some sort of vocational ministry, nuns, or a monk, or a priest, or a deacon, pastors, teachers, those sorts of things. But that's not how the early church thought of it. They believed that everyone was called into ministry. Everyone was called of God for a special purpose. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says about that in Romans chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship, for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, Paul said he was called to be an apostle, and you can translate that original Greek language, called to be an apostle, called an apostle, or a called apostle. Separated, that is, boundaries are marked around him, that he was taken apart from the rest of humanity for one special purpose, to spread the gospel of God in Jesus Christ. That's in verse 1. But if you go down to verse 6, he says, you also are the called of Jesus Christ. You see, that's the way they all felt about it in the early days of the church. They all felt called to spread the gospel, the good news, and they went throughout their society, wherever they worked, wherever they went, wherever they shopped, whatever they did, they took the gospel of Jesus Christ to them because they felt like they were called to do that. And as a result, Christianity conquered the Roman world, not with swords or arrows or spears, but with the truth of Jesus Christ. And they held to that testimony of Jesus through everything. Do you think of yourself as being called of God? Well, you are. You're called to be wherever you're at right now. And some of us have felt that call to go into the ministry, but we're all where we are right now by God's permission. And we are called to take the gospel and live as Christians in whatever circumstances we're in right now. That doesn't mean we can't work for the better, but we are there to carry the gospel in that situation. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for your blessings. I pray in every way, in everything, that you would make me your servant. You have called me to be a minister of the gospel in my family, in my neighborhood, to the people I know, to the people at work, wherever I shop, wherever I go, wherever I happen to be. I pray in every way that you would help me walk as one who has received grace. Amen.